by an unexpected increase in hospitalization by the disabled and the elderly. The denial of a $10 prescription leads to a $1,000 hospital stay, then clearly the elimination of a final drug, of a specific drug should be reconsidered. Finally, once the quantity of options has been selected and cost savings attributed, the state should explore the feasibility of implementing these six changes. Specifically, the following should be examined. Procedural channels, which must be traversed, administrators' capacity to carry out the change, political resistance on the part of providers and clients, additional burdens that can be placed on providers and clients, and the likelihood of providers dropping out or reducing participation in the program. Now, the procedures I have just referred to represent an ongoing activity that the state will be responsible for administering. I believe that this will be an expensive undertaking. Nowhere in House Bill 209 do I see figures for funding such an undertaking. Since the federal Medicaid program may not have funds for funding another state Medicaid venture this year, I urge the House that the committee table or lay aside House Bill 209 and form a subcommittee made up of pharmacists, physicians, representatives from the department, legislators, representatives from the governor's office, and members of the lay public to take a hard look at Alaska's Medicaid system and report back to the committee. It would be a shame to dismantle a system that is and has worked successfully before a thorough study has been completed. I thank the committee for hearing my testimony.
Thank you. And I'm sorry that we won't be able to finish it, but I'd like to point out that there were a number of people who had testified in this bill by teleconference previously and testified again, and that you were all asked to hold your testimony under 4 minutes. And there is the opportunity to send written material in, and we do read it. And with that, we will close the conference.
You
know, one question.
Mr. Chairman, could you indicate how many were left for the record?
We have actually we have two witnesses in Fairbanks who had signed up. We did get testimony from one witness who wasn't signed up, and we have approximately five witnesses in Anchorage. No, actually, six witnesses in Anchorage who didn't get the opportunity to testify.
On this subject?
Was it on this bill?
No,
or
it was on Alzheimer's.
Sorry, it was mainly Alzheimer's. Yes, that's true.
I'm sorry,
there's one additional witness listed on 209. Some of these are, most of the rest are on 269 and 279.
That's what
there
I'm
are a few who have didn't sign up for both this and the price of the terminal.
Mr. Chairman, if we have one other witness in Fairbanks and we can give that witness 2 minutes, could we at least let that witness testify 2 minutes? In Fairbanks, that's the last on 209. I'm sorry, Mr. Niklas, we've had a lot of time to listen to you, sir, and I'd like to hear this last witness from Fairbanks. Give that witness 2 minutes on 209 only, if possible, sir.
Okay, we have run over, but since we're doing 15-minute block, and we have already robbed 2 minutes from another teleconference, 2 minutes for Fairbanks.
This is Margaret Stone. I'm a pharmacist in Fairbanks. I'm also a member of the pharmacy board. I'd like to ask Representative Grunberg, I believe you're the one that came up with the substitution changes in our pharmacy statute. Did you have any input from anyone? I'm on the pharmacy board, and I don't recall getting any kind of request for my input as to why we needed to change our substitution statute. Can you answer that?
Yes, I certainly can. We have not solicited additional testimony on this because we don't want it, but because we only have a 120-day session limitation this year, and this is only the first committee this bill has gone to. It will next go to the House Finance Committee, and then if it passes that to the House floor and then over to the Senate, there'll be a number of other opportunities to testify. The changes that we made in the proposed committee substitute are number one on the sign legislation, which has already been in effect, and it just expired without anybody noticing that a year or two ago. It was non-controversial from what I understand. And number two, the presumption with respect to the dispensing of generic drugs. This is something that we actually will be as I say, into going to other committees on in the future, and as Representative Copeland indicated, we will have time and will take any additional written testimony you have and make sure that other committees get that written testimony. It is not our intent to deny anybody the right to be heard on this legislation. It was hoped that this committee substitute would be distributed around the state over the last weekend and a few days before. Apparently it didn't reach you, and I apologize. If you need to get additional copies, I'll personally make sure you get them. And if you have additional comments after you've had a chance to review this, I'll be happy to talk with you.
It's all comes to okay. Chair will entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman.
Robin?
Mr. Chairman, I move that we pass out the committee substitute for House Bill 209 with individual recommendations.
As amended?
The committee, any objection? The committee substitute.
Here, have a vote on passing it out. All those in favor of passing it out. All those opposed, three. Hanley, Senator John Taylor, opposed.
I move it passed out then with individual recommendation.
4-3. Let's sign it and move.
I move to this one.
Yeah. I was going to move we defer action on this until we've taken care of some unimportant things like school funding, child abuse.
Yeah.
Right.